is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Wonderful to be with you as we explain the Word of God. And we're looking, of course, at our part 11 today of our series, No King But King Jesus. And no Zion without a king. Or to be said another way, no Zion without a king and no king but Jesus. Well, we've got a beautiful song for you today. And also that message, part 11. First, though, if you'd like to write to us, we appreciate all the wonderful support we're getting from our friends as we continue to air Bible Home Church around the world. And we'd love to hear from you as well. Now, every cent that you give to this ministry goes into the ministry coffers. I never even see the checks. I don't see any of the cash. Everything we get, we're not like a gigantic ministry that gets hundreds of thousands of dollars anyway. But people are good to send $5, $10, $20, $30, $50, and all of it goes into the treasury of the ministry. Other people here watch over the money, and it goes into our bank account and at Bible Home Church. Doesn't go to me directly, okay? And so I just wanted you to know that. And, of course, what we do here at Bible Home Church is we pay all our bills first, and then we see, you know, if any money is left over, okay, for any individuals that work with us. But we always take care of our bills first. And it's a wonderful thing, too. We don't owe anybody 1 cent. I can say that, by the way, of my Power of Prophecy Ministries, too. We don't owe anybody 1 plug nickel. We own our own building. I say we. I believe it's God that owns the building. It's a ministry building, and really, God is the landlord, you might say, and we try to be good stewards and take care of God's work. And so we would love to have your support. If you can't support us with money, love gifts, hey, that's okay. Not everybody can. And, you know, we don't distinguish between people who can afford to give and who can't. And we don't distinguish between those who give more than others. We feel that that people will give as the Holy Spirit directs. And you know, we have never, ever sent a letter to you. No one has ever called anyone and said, give to Bible Home Church. I can't remember that we've ever done that. You know how most ministries, you know, you're sitting there at home trying to do something important, maybe doing some work, and you know, ring, ring, the phone rings, and it's this ministry, and they've got some little canned script message begging you to give money. We've never done that, ever, ever, ever. And a lot of people have written to us and thanked us for that. Companies have contacted me before. They are like advertisers. They're people who say, Mr. Mars, you've got a big ministry. Why, we can start calling up people on the phone for you and getting money for you. We have these operators, and they use scripted messages, and I said, get out of here. I'm not going to do that. You know, I don't need that. I depend on the Holy Ghost. I do. I just depend on the Holy Ghost. Now, there's nothing wrong in asking for money, but until God tells me to, I'm not going to ask. And everybody who listens to this program knows we have needs. Obviously, we got to pay for our radio time, we got to pay for expenses. But you know what? I leave that to the Holy Ghost. And it's amazing how things have worked out. And we haven't gone bankrupt yet. Not at all. Some people just can't understand that. They say, if Tex, you've taken all these controversial stands, I would think your source of funds would have dried up. And I think my source of funds, that's God. He's got all the money in the world. How can that dry up? And it doesn't mean that we're able to, you know, I'd love to be on thousands of radio stations around the world and really get this message out. But, you know, whatever God gives us, we use to His glory. And, you know, somehow I think that's enough. Isn't that an amazing thing? Every month, you know, Wanda gives me a little report. This is what we took in. This is what we paid out. And some months we take in more than we pay out, and some months we don't. But it seems to balance overall. And you know something? I've never said, Lord, you're not taking care of me. If I don't get enough, well, I'll have to cut back on expenses. If I get more, then I'll do more. And everything has worked out for the best over the years, and we've never had to beg for money. Now, you may say, well, Tex, you've talked about money for the last 10 minutes. Yes, I have, but I haven't asked you for any, have I? In fact, I was just about to ask you to pray for us. That's right. A lot of you don't even have a job now. Some of you are on Social Security, and you can't afford anything. You only have enough money to eat and pay your rent. I'm not asking you to send us anything. I don't want you to take it out of your Social Security check, dear friend. So, I do have a request, though. You can pray for us. That would be nice to hear from you. How about that? Wouldn't it? And by the way, if you have prayer needs, we would love to pray for you. See there? So I'm offering to give you something, which is my time, our time here at Bible Home Church in prayer for you and your needs. And you know what? You don't have to give me a cent for it. I'd prefer if you didn't. I've never had anybody give me money and say, I'll give you money if you pray for me. I'd reject it. Don't waste my time trying to give me money to pray for you. Because that's free. I just do it because I just want to. And actually, the amazing thing is, when a man or a woman prays for someone else, they get the blessing more than the person they're praying for. That's a strange thing about God, isn't it? I pray for you. I am blessed as much as you are. Well, here we are. Love to hear from you. Hey, some of you may have accepted Jesus Christ listening to this radio program, realizing that Jesus truly is King of Zion. Boy, I'd really love to hear from you. And we're going to pray for you that God will give you all the strength, that He will bring you into the milk of the Word and then the meat of the Word. Okay. So we got a beautiful song now. This is the Gaither Group, and they're singing Jesus is Coming Soon. Boy, isn't that a truthful statement? I'm convinced of that. And right after that, we'll have part 11, I think it is. Part 11 of our continuing message, No King But Jesus. And hey, He's King of Zion. All right, here are the Gaithers.
Thank you.
better just go ahead and lick the boots of the New World Order thugs if you don't have Jesus, because they're your only salvation for a temporary time. You better lick the boots of the IRS and the FBI and the Israeli Mossad and all the others. Go on out there and beg them for forgiveness and get on their side right now. And then you'll be part of the ones who are in the way. Yes, you're standing in the way. In fact, you're part of the system already. Listen to me. You're just a patriot out there. You listen to this program. You say, well, I like Tex, but I wish he wouldn't preach. I don't like that religious stuff. Well, someday you're going to be sorry for not liking that religious stuff, because listen to me. The only thing keeping any kind of freedom and liberty in this world today alive is Jesus Christ and his people. It's not the so-called patriots who don't know Jesus. Whomsoever this stone shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Wow. They better be frightened of God. They better be. Now, recently reading a magazine called News from Israel, but about one of these Judaizer-type ministries. They said something in here that just absolutely flabbergasted me. They said the roots of the Christian church are in Judaism. She, that is the church, owes her existence to it. It was God's plan and strategy to create Judaism in order to build the church from it. This is blasphemy of these people here. And this is the same way all of these Judaizers teach in the so-called evangelical church today. Judaism is built on the Babylonian Talmud. All the rabbis would tell you that. And Jesus said, your religion is based on your man-made traditions. Friends, don't you understand? Jesus rejected Judaism. He rejected that Babylonian Talmudist junk. And he gave his true Israel, the people of God, Jesus' people, a new heart, a new covenant. It's written in the heart. A man is not circumcised in the flesh, but in the heart. And Judaism is worse a religion than Islam will ever be. Did you hear what I said? If you don't understand it, listen, you've got to get some books. A lot of people think it's just Old Testament religion. Listen, they place their Talmud, their man-made traditions, and there's a whole series of books they have about it. It's been published in English now, called the Sonsino Talmud. You can go to the top libraries in America and read for yourself, although it's volumes of trash. Jesus said it was trash, basically. It's not based on the Mosaic Law. They literally reject Isaiah and all the other prophets. And they call Jesus a bastard and Mary a whore in their Talmud. If they call Jesus a bastard, if they say he is now burning in hell in their Judaism religion, was it really God's plan to create Judaism in order to build a Christian church from it? That's stupid. Friends, listen, there's no doubt that in the Old Testament, he had the Mosaic Law, but now that has become the New Covenant. But that was not Judaism. Moses did not practice Judaism. Did you know the motto of the American revolutionaries in our war against Britain and King George way back in the 1770s? Their rallying cry was, "No king but Jesus." Have you ever heard Falwell or James Dobson or Billy Graham or Robert Schuller or Paul Crouch tell you that they went to Jerusalem and went up on the Temple Mount and cried out to the Jewish people, "No king but Jesus"? No, they wouldn't dare do that, would they? No, they wouldn't dare do that. They'd probably be arrested. That's not a free country. That's a Zionist Jewish country. They don't allow things like that to occur over there in the country of Israel. It's not a free country. You know, there's another book you need. It's written by a man named Joseph Canfield. It's an expose of the false teacher named Cyrus Scofield. called The Incredible Mr. Scofield. The Incredible Mr. Scofield. It's a biography. You've heard of the Scofield Bible with its commentary? Oh, the Baptists especially push that Scofield Bible. But the commentary is just full of nonsense. Unbiblical, unscriptural nonsense. Scofield, of course, was paid by Zionist members of the Lotus Society, Samuel Untermeyer and others, Jews in New York, to put out this heretical Bible commentary. He was a crooked lawyer. You say, I can't believe that. Written by Joseph Canfield, the story, the true story of a corrupt lawyer who cheated and had affairs and committed adultery against his wife and abandoned his wife. Ran off to New York City from Missouri because he was wanted on some kind of criminal charges in Missouri. And there he met and became world famous and rich thanks to the Jews. Jewish Zionist who wanted to create a world kingdom of the Jews, and they used Scofield in his Bible. And he said in there that someday there will be a Jewish kingdom on earth. A Jewish kingdom on earth. The Christians will be raptured, and all that will be left behind are the Jews to build their kingdom. Isn't that strange? But Jesus said, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders, that is the Jews, rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Jews are so angry when you tell them that the true kingdom is the kingdom of the new Jerusalem in heaven. Did you know that in Revelation chapter 11, verse 9, it says that in the last days, earthly Jerusalem will be spiritually Sodom and Egypt? That's what God said. And that Sodom and Egypt, earthly Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem in the Middle East, earthly Jerusalem now, will be so vile and wicked that the two witnesses of God will go there and they'll be slain by those evil people. Boy, talk about Palestinians. Someday they kill the two witnesses. What city? Jerusalem. Sodom and Egypt. Revelation 11. 9. A lot of pastors won't even read that. They don't dare tell you that. That's the earthly kingdom that the Jews are trying to build up. They have now made Jerusalem their capital, but they want it to be the world capital. Shimon Peres, foreign minister of Israel and formerly the prime minister of Israel, has suggested that the United Nations be moved to Jerusalem and that Jerusalem be made capital of the world. Oh, that's what they're after. And these Judaizers among us, from Dobson to Falwell to Crouch to Benny Hinn, and he goes on and on and on, they all go right along with this cult of Zionism. The building up of Sodom and Egypt. That's what they're after. They send money. And they want our U.S. government to send billions more. We've already sent $3 trillion. Listen to me. Not thousand. Not million. Not billion. Trillion. $3 trillion in aid money to Israel. They have never paid us back a cent. Never paid us back a cent. That's official. $3 trillion. Since 1948. But Jesus said in Matthew 23 and 24, read this now, friends. He said of Israel and Jerusalem, he said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. You shall not henceforth see me until I return. Did you get that? Their house is left to them desolate. It is Jesus' intention that their house not be built back up, that it be left desolate till he returns. But Falwell and Dobson, all the Judaizers, are trying to build up the kingdom before Jesus returns. Don't they know there can be no Zion without a king, and there can be no king without King Jesus? What evangelical brainwashed fools do we have now in Christianity? Menachem Begin was a former prime minister of Israel. He started out years ago as a terrorist, head of a gang. Yes, a terrorist gang called the Stern Gang. They killed the British Count Bernadotte, who was trying to bring peace to the Middle East.
They put a bomb and slaughtered him, and many others as well. Menachem Begin, because of his terrorist activities, equal or worse than Saddam Hussein or Yasser Arafat, this Menachem Begin actually became prime minister later on. Jimmy Carter said the reason that he could not bring peace to Israel in the Middle East was because Menachem Begin believed that the Jews were a superior race, a superior people. And Menachem Begin believed that God wanted the Jews to own all of the land and the Palestinians to have none. And President Jimmy Carter said, based on that, he thought that he was doing God's service by killing the Palestinians and taking their land. There could not be any peace. Now, you would think that Christians wouldn't go along with this plot by this terrorist, Menachem Begin, who became prime minister of Israel. You would not think that Christians would go along with such a plot to kill these Palestinians, many of whom, by the way, are Christians. Did you hear me? Some of the Palestinians are Christians. Praise God for them. Menachem Begin, a terrorist, elected prime minister by the Israeli Knesset, their parliament. Did Christians oppose him for his terrorist activities or rebuke him? No. Jerry Falwell goes over, hugs his neck, shakes his hand, and guess what? Menachem Begin, as prime minister of Israel, said, Jerry Falwell, we want to give you a Learjet, an executive jet, as a gift from the government of Israel. Ooh, isn't that something? Was that a bribe? Was that a payoff to Jerry Falwell? Folks, listen to me. Jerry Falwell accepted an executive jet. I don't know how much those cost. I'll bet you they cost a couple of million bucks at least. For a Learjet, an executive jet aircraft for Jerry Falwell. I've got a picture of Jerry Falwell sitting in the cabin of that jet, just looking like he's just a peacock there. So happy. Who do you think paid for that jet? Did I not just tell you that America has given $3 trillion over the years, cumulatively, to Israel? So they get all these millions and millions of dollars in aid money, billions of dollars in aid money from America, and they pay off, give a bribe to these Christian evangelists. It was so easy for Begin to say, hey, pastor, would you like a multi-million dollar jet aircraft? Here, we'll just give you one. What Falwell should have said was, well, did you buy that with American taxpayer dollars? I'm a nonprofit organization. I'm a 501c3 church. I cannot accept money from the taxpayers. In fact, I want to know about this, friends. Surely this violated some IRS regulation for the Falwell organization and church to accept a jet from Israel, a free jet. You know, friends, when I fly, I just fly coach. I don't fly first class. I fly in the coach like everybody else does. Usually try to get the Max Saver rates, discount rates. When I fly on American Airlines or Southwest or whatever airline, when I have to make a trip. But these kind of people all have executive jets. Maybe most of them are given these jets by these terrorist prime ministers of Israel. I think that's sick. I got a letter from a good friend of mine, Danny, from Fort Worth recently. He says, Dear Mr. Mars, I was hoping you would be able to give me some information. A pastor I know recently went to Israel on a trip paid for through the Israeli government. Well, isn't that interesting? If I went along with Israel and promoted the Judaism and Judaizers, friends, all I have to do is get free trips, free jets. Well, they'll just walk the dog for me. I recently went to Israel on a trip. This pastor said, I know, recently went to Israel on a trip paid for by the Israeli government. Danny says, Israel invites Christian pastors to the country and the government picks up the tab. However, while there, a friend was approached by a representative of Mayaz Israel, a Christian ministry which assists Christians being persecuted within Israel. Interesting. The representative of Mayaz Israel explained to my pastor friend that some of the Jewish and Zionist organizations actually advertise on American Christian TV about repatriating Jews from Russia, etc., back to Israel. He said that this Jewish organization gets millions of dollars from Christians who want to bring Jews and allow them to resettle in Israel, even though the nation of Israel hinders or makes it illegal for Christians to witness and proselytize Jewish people. Isn't that interesting? These Christian organizations are supporting Israel, even though they have laws there that make it illegal for Christians to witness to Jewish people. Interesting, isn't it? Well, remember I told you before that Jesus told the Jews, I will take the kingdom from you. I'm taking the kingdom from you and giving it to another nation. You might be interested in knowing what nation that is. The kingdom has been taken from the Jews. Jesus said it 2,000 years ago, practically. But what nation has been given it? Friends, I want to emphasize again that wonderful motto. There can be no Zion without a king. And there can be no king but King Jesus.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.